It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
12 minutes after 2, it's time for us to get into our daily focus with Pastor Passmore Muunga, who's talking to us today about loving without limits. Oh, easier said than done. The love and acceptance you show to non-believers can be the most powerful witness of all. This discussion will focus on how unconditional love can open doors to deeper conversations about faith without compromising your own benefits. Without compromising your own beliefs, rather. Unconditional love. I don't know if we are capable of unconditional love. Hi, Gosiam. Passmore Muunga, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. I was listening even to the other conversation you just ended that.
Ah.
It is a pleasure to go on the line. And I'm sure also to our listeners, good afternoon.
Thank you very much for this. Thank you very much. Talk to us about unconditional. What is unconditional love, Mfundisi?
I think right from the beginning, we must establish that this unconditional love can only be given by God. Us as human beings, we can reflect it, but the reservoir of this unconditional love, actually, this is grace, unmerited love, love without limits. As human beings, we must acknowledge that we have got limits in almost everything that we do, but we can reflect this love like it is there in the Bible, where Jesus says, a new commandment I give you. No wonder he had to say, a new commandment, love each other the way I have loved you. So this is love for sure without limits. Love, if we say, like when you are looking for someone to marry, they will tell you have to look for a respective lady, a good lady with a good character. But this love goes for the opposite. The love, like the love of God, it goes for rebels. Because a sinner is a rebel against the government of God. Then you give this love to this person. That's unconditional love. It's no attachment to it. That when I do this, so that I'm expecting also this.
Okay.
In a nutshell, I think that's what I would say.
How can you demonstrate this Christ's love to your non-believing friends in practical ways, Mfundisi?
In the first place, we have to use the principle that Christ uses where he says, love your neighbor as you love yourself.
How?
Meaning what I'm trying to say is that it should start with you. Here we are talking about, like we are saying, that account in John 13, verse 34 and 35, where he says, when you love each other, all will know that you are my disciples. What am I saying? If you and I love each other as Christians, we are there for each other. When I have a problem, I have your shoulder. Okay. When you have a problem, you have my shoulder. Even the outsiders, the Bible says, they will know that you are my disciples. Mm. In other words, you should start from inside. And even when it's there inside, the people outside will see it. And when they will see it, it's easy for them to be persuaded, because they will say, like it is when you look at the early church in Acts, where these people have everything in common. If you have got food, I know that I've got food too. If you have got a job, even if I don't have a job, I know that my life will continue.
Mm. Okay.
Now, this is the love. When others know, this gentleman here is not employed, but the brothers and sisters are helping him. And there he is with his whole family. That love, now, when we take it outside, after we have demonstrated it inside, then it can win non-believers to the faith of the Lord.
You know, Mfundisi, we have friends that are not part of our faith, and they tend to do things that perhaps are questionable at the very least. And I don't know. What do we do? What are some of the ways to maintain strong Christian witness, even when your non-believing friends make choices you don't agree with?
Like we have said over and over in these conversations, that one of the things that we need to do is to respect other people's choices. Even when they don't resonate with ours, we need to respect And also it is important to do some research. When I'm having a conversation with you, when I'm having a conversation with a non-believer, like we said yesterday, to have that active listening, we will discover that there are struggles that these people have that we are not responding to.
Mm.
There are struggles of suffering. If this God is loving, why does he allow suffering? What about the story of creation? Who created who? And that kind of, does it make sense? So we may be presenting verses, but those verses, that person has got struggles. So we need to know the struggles in the lives of these people. After having a conversation, from what they say, I'll discover that the struggles that they have is this. So even how I tailor my message, it must be tailored to respond to something that is real in life. Because at times you can be talking to someone who has not eaten for a week because they don't have food. But I say, no, God is love, God is love. But if I respond to that, God is love. Yes, I preach like Jesus did. He preached. After preaching, he gives them food. So you have got the theory part and also the application part. Then it does that make sense even to this person that if this Jesus can make someone to give me food and is not asking for money in turn, then it must be real. But if I just end on the theory, on the preaching part, then it becomes a challenge.
Again, this noise that was bothering us yesterday when you're talking is back again, Vundis. I don't know what's going on, but hey, there it is. That noise. I don't know what's causing it. That noise.
I know there's the headphones that I'm using are not the best. I know. I don't know whether the noise is still there.
Okay, it stopped now. So it's the headphones. Okay. So talk to us now, Funis, about things we could do, things like kindness, you know, service to our friends. What can we do as a tool for witnessing to our non-believing friends?
Thank you. In the first place, when I was exploring this, I was trying to look at it from a business point of view. I am a business consultant myself.
Okay.
Let's say you have got a friend who is a non-believer and his business collapses. And then as Christians, we say, let us make a bailout plan for this person who has lost his business. What can we do? Let us help to resuscitate this business. Or this person loses a job. And then we come together as Christians, we have lost a job. Can we capitalize you? Can we give you some capital to do some business? How best can we help you? We are talking about acts of kindness, service. You are not expecting anything in return. What are you doing by that? You are responding to Jesus who said you are the salt of the earth.
Right.
Knowing that salt melts ice.
Okay.
Salt breaks rocks. Okay. Salt is a preservative. In places where you don't have a fridge, you can use salt like meat. You soak it in salt. It will be preserved. No fly will be there. Salt heals. When these non-believers have got a challenge, when someone loses a wife, loses a child, and we are there, we are not preaching, but just there, that can also attract someone to our faith.
Okay. And how do you maintain hope, Mfundis? Because there are times, there are those moments when we lose our hope, we lose patience. How do you maintain that lost hope and patience when your non-believing friends seem uninterested in spiritual matters?
Yes, one of the challenges we have as human beings is that we want always short-term answers, short-term everything. We are not patient. As human beings, we are sowers. The Holy Spirit convicts. But in most cases, we want results there and then. I talk to this person today. Next week, they want to be baptized. It should not be like that. We are sowers. We are not the soil scientists to say what kind of soil are we. No, we are just sowing.
Yeah.
We sow and we continue sowing. And then the Holy Spirit will convict. We sow, after we sow, we do the praying. That is our part. The other part, let us leave it with God. That of convicting a sinner, convicting someone to the beliefs or the faith that we share.
Okay. So you'll find people like you, pastors and evangelists, you know, people who have gone out and tried this unconditional love thing, but it didn't work. You'd love person and they still walk away from the faith. And you leave yourself hurt and disappointed and perhaps even bothered by the fact that your child, whom you showed unconditional love to, doesn't believe in your faith. They walk away and they become rebellious. So here's my final question for you. So what are the benefits of showing unconditional love to unbelievers, even if they never come to the faith?
Thank you. I learned it in a hard way. We had an evangelist campaign, I could say it in some place. And on this day, we said, today I'm making an appeal. I was the preacher. I'm making an appeal. And on that day, we fasted. We prayed and we fasted. And then we preached, made an appeal. And no one responded.
Right.
Until after making this long appeal, this lady who was already baptized just came in front. I think she was just trying to cover up.
Right, right.
To cover up my shame. But then, so we, humanly speaking, we were disappointed.
Yeah.
The following day, 20 people came for the baptism classes. Where are you coming from? I know there was an appeal that was made yesterday. That was the following day. So it may not necessarily be the following day, but we also need to have that long-term thinking that what we are doing, we are sowing a seed.
Right.
How long this seed will germinate, we do not know.
Yeah.
We have done our part, and we leave the results with God.
Okay.
And we don't take this work to a person. We have been sent.
Yeah.
The owner of the work is someone.
Yeah.
So it's not my way. So if I take it personal, I may be disillusioned. I may disappoint.
Yeah.
I may be disappointed and even discouraged.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Got it. Got it. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Today's a Thursday. Tomorrow, we're having our final installment of what we're talking about here. Thank you very much for your time and your insights. Have a wonderful day further, Mfundisi.
You are most welcome. God bless you and God bless our listeners.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.